This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Human enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in and you don't recognize the voice, it's not Bradley. He's not here today. I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. We'll be talking about your religion momentarily. Held to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today here live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. Thank you for joining us, and if you want to check us out online, please do so at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also on Facebook, if you want to check us out there, just look up Bradley Dean or Sons of Liberty, and you should find our page there on Facebook. We're also across a number of other social media sites that we set up under Sons of Liberty, USA.life, MeWe, Gab, Spreely, Minds. You can find us all there. The information we put out off of Sons of Liberty Media. And of course, you can follow Bradley also on Twitter if you do that kind of thing at BradleyDean1, 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 Dean1 on Twitter. Also, if you want to call in the show, we're going to be talking about Christianity and Islam today. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And we're going to have a special guest on in just a moment. I'm going to introduce him to you here in just a few minutes. And but before we do that, I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, you know, I spoke about this morning the story that we had yesterday, and that was this in Connecticut. I call it, you know, it's commie Connecticut. It's what it is. There's a cow's throat that was slit in accordance with Islamic law in Home Depot parking lot. Now, the title would make you think they were having some kind of Islamic ceremony going on, but they weren't. The poultry shop across the street, this cow got away. He's just kind of doing what cows do, going through the back of the Home Depot, you know, around the forklift and the pallets and things. A couple of guys get the cow to kind of hold him in place. And one of the Muslims from the, poultry place comes over and just cuts the cow's neck. I mean, he just cuts his throat right there. And one guy tried to actually shoot it with a bow and arrow. This is how ridiculous it was. It wasn't like the cow was it was a calf. It wasn't even a threat to anybody. But this is what they did. And the Muslim got cited for disturbing the peace. It's incredible. And this was going on. Anyway, coming to a neighborhood near you. And what's interesting is when they did the news report, they went over to the place where this guy worked, where they prepare these animals. And these Islamist guys do it, obviously, with the halal kind of deal. But they come over that. It looks like an abandoned wrecked building. Windows are boarded up. There is like thick, heavy caulk around the windows. It's just a trashy looking place. And of course, health department came in there and I think they shut them down because if it looked that bad on the outside, I can only imagine what it looked like on the inside, okay? That's going on in America. That's not in Saudi Arabia or something like that. That's going on in America, and I kind of commented. Next, we'll be having Bakabazis, that's the little dancing boys. We'll be having beheadings, and we'll be having little girls with their privates being mutilated by these people. Oh, wait, that's already going on here. That's already going on in America, in case you haven't been up to speed. All of that's been going on for several years now. So just keep that in mind when you see this stuff and when you see, it's kind of funny, some of the outlets were just saying, a man goes and does this. They don't say he's a Muslim. They don't speak about what he said in accordance with Islamic law. That's how he was trained to kill the animals. Anyway, that's over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I encourage you to look at that. If you've been following the story also with Deanna Williams that I've been covering for several months now, there is a break in that. She has filed a complaint against the attorney who is going after her, who bought the rights to sue her. And she has an attorney who I talked with him yesterday. And he said, after hearing and seeing all the stuff that's been done and your coverage of it, he says, he's already covering a case that's probably going to take him several months to complete here. He said, I just can't leave it because this woman needs somebody to fight for her. So good for him. John Treven down in Southwest Florida is going to be representing her. He's not in Lee County, and he's already filed his appearance, a motion there to dismiss the writ of bodily attachment, which is an arrest warrant for her, and will be representing her from here on out and hopefully be taking, after he deals with this issue, taking on the people who really brought her so many injustices in this case. Now, we've got about a minute and a half. I've got James Goss on the line with me. Now, James is, he's written a book, and that book is with regard to Christianity and Islam. Although Dr. Goss has been writing for publications since 1961, his writing career almost never happened. But he has put forward a book called Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity. And so during this hour, what we want to do is we want to talk to Dr. Goss and see what he has to say about this subject, maybe, you know, probe him a little bit with the questions. But Dr. Goss, thank you for joining us here on the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you for having me, Tim. Look forward to being with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too, because I'm hoping there's some history here. I mean, these people have, and their religion have, about a 1,400-year track record. And their founder was nothing like the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't establish that religion based on the promises that God gave. He didn't establish it upon love and the law and all of these kinds of injustice. He established it on everything that was the exact opposite of it. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you'll hang on through the break, I'm going to bring you back. We're going to just drop it to you, and we'll talk about Islam in the light of Christianity here on the other side of the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in anytime, please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about Islam and the light of Christianity. The number is 1-866-582-9933. And if I can, just briefly, let me add that the gentleman we have online, I just got briefly to introduce him, Dr. Goss here, is not, you know, some guy that should be considered obscure. I mean, he's got some accolades coming from Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin and also from Robert Spencer, who we carry articles here at the Sons of Liberty with regard to Islam. So, Dr. Goss, it's a privilege to have you on the show today. And let's just cut to the chase. What got you interested in this subject of Islam and dealing with that?
Well, like many people, I was shocked into reality in September 11, 2001. And, you know, I hadn't heard anything about the ideology of Islam. And I, as a researcher and journalist at heart, I decided I better investigate it and find out for myself what it was all about. And before I knew it, I had a large filing drawer full of it and a couple of discs filled up with information. I thought, wow, I really need to thoroughly understand this, and I started putting it together, and before I knew it, I had the remnants of a book together, and I thought, well, if I'm on target with any of this, I'm going to send it off to some people that know more about Islam than I do, and one of them was Robert Spencer, and a couple others were the former director of Voice of the Martyrs, and a few other well-known people, and to my shock and surprise, they all responded very positively and gave me a very high endorsement, said, you need to get this published. And right away I thought, wow, God, you're doing something because this isn't me, you know. So eventually sure. In 2009, I actually had my first book published called Islam and Christianity, A Revealing Contrast. And that was very well received. And for 10 years since, I've been always wanting to do something that was directed more toward church leaders and community leaders and to the body of Christ, particularly those that are teaching our children and our college students and seminary students with knowledge of the truth of Islam and the challenge that it presents to the church. And thus the book Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity was birthed just a couple of months ago.
Okay. All right. And so let's take some things, because in our culture, and our culture is the only one, the Western culture is the only culture I know that looks at Islam and tries to whitewash it. It tries to tone it down. It tries to use terms like, well, it's only the radical Islamists who do this, this, and this. They engage in jihad. They do the beheadings. They engage in the halal. They are just fine with marrying prepubescent children, and they're just fine with promoting, Muhammad and these kinds of things. But the reality is that's actually really devout Muslims. It's the hypocritical ones that would be the ones who might fall into the quote-unquote moderate Islam, even though that's not even really Islam, right?
Correct, and I point that out in a section of my book that from my way of thinking and looking at it and studying Islam, there's really no such thing as a moderate Muslim. If you are a moderate Muslim, you're an infidel just like the rest of us. There's only one form of Islam, and that's the radical fundamental Islam, which follows the Quran to the word in Islamic law particularly. So there is no really offshoot here. I mean, if you're a moderate Muslim, you're going to be subject to the possibilities of Islamic law just like anybody else who doesn't believe in Islam at all.
Yeah, now let me ask you something, because I'm pretty familiar with a lot of what happened early on with Islam. In large part was due to a book by Waleed Ferez about future jihad. And some of the things he pointed out, I kind of see us going down the same road. It's like this thing that if you just pour more money into fighting these people, that somehow you're going to overcome them. And we saw in the Byzantine Empire, I mean, that they basically went bankrupt in these bunch of desert nomads. I believe in God's providence, he used them to judge them. What do you say about how we're trying to deal with Islam today? Are we doing it the right way, or are we doing it the wrong way?
Well, first of all, I believe the battle is mostly spiritual, or primarily spiritual, because we're dealing with an evil spirit here and principalities and powers. So from the political standpoint and social standpoint and even the Christian standpoint, we are approaching it the wrong way. But even in the flesh, all we've done in the Middle East, for example, even President Trump claims that we vanquished ISIS there, but all we've done is spread them further out. And the fear that I've seen from some researchers and terrorist experts is that ISIS is now spread throughout not only Syria and Iraq, but they're all through the Middle East and Northern Africa and other parts of the world, and they're establishing bases in those locations. So it's not an easy task. Islam will never be democratized like President Bush thought he was going to do. It's an ideology that is completely alien to the West, and it's an ideology that's completely alien to the Christian message in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right. And one of the issues that we've been facing is we've been going into these countries like Afghanistan. I mean, good night. We're in there almost two decades. We're in Afghanistan. We're in Iraq, or we were in Iraq. I think we still are. We're in other Middle Eastern countries. And we don't want to offend them with the Bible. We don't want to offend them with the gospel. And that's the only way we're going to see these people change. We've got to uproot these demonic influences, which is what Islam is. I mean, it is a doctrine of demons. It is Antichrist, just as much as those who want to, I was telling Bradley before the show, just as much as those who want to reject the Christ, whether they're first century Jews or the ones who claim they're the Jews today, or the people who say that Christ hasn't come, there is no God, any of this kind of stuff. John tells us they're Antichrist. They hold the doctrine of Antichrist. And the only way to win those people over is to give them the gospel, and that is to present the law that condemns them. It slays them before the king, and then the king, in his mercy, raises them to life. That's the only way we're going to defeat that kind of ideology, right?
Exactly, and unfortunately in the United States, Islam is using the church very effectively to do their battle for them through the interfaith dialogue movement. You know, that's really used to pacify the church, so the church offers no resistance. The church is afraid to preach the word of God. The basic method of interfaith dialogue is to try to come alongside Muslims as friends and neighbors, and in some cases they even refer to them as brothers and sisters, which is outlandish. And, you know, we've come across locally interfaith issues where in order to be a part of the interfaith group reaching out to Muslims, you basically have to deny your faith because you're not allowed to proselytize or share the gospel. You're also supposed to view that your message is no greater than anybody else's message, and that the word of Christ and the Christian message is no clearer or no better than the message of Muslims or any other ideology.
Well, let me ask you this.
You know, to do that is heresy, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt it is. And in fact, it goes back to Rome. I mean, the Romans were just fine if you wanted to worship Jesus. Just don't say he's the only God. Because
right.
If you say he's the only God, well, then, you know, we're going to have to start dealing with you in a different way than we are if you just say, well, he's one among many gods. And, you know, you mentioned September 11th before. I think one of the most telling things about the state of our government and our culture was when George W. Bush and all of his cronies came out and whitewashed Islam after that, saying, well, it's a religion of peace. No, it's not.
Right.
And that, and I, you know, I've said, and I think Bradley would agree, this isn't just about Muslims. I think it's people within our own government, their handlers, and all of this other, where there's a tie behind that. And we may disagree on that. I'm not sure. But the one thing that we do agree on is how we deal with it, and that is, we have to love those people enough to tell them the truth, to answer their questions. You've probably been like I have. You've probably been addressed as being a Christian Taliban because you would oppose Islam. And we can go back to the scriptures and we can say there's a vast difference in what Islamists believe and what Christians believe. And we're going to come up here on a break in just a few seconds. Why don't you tell people where they can find you, where they can pick up your book?
Okay, the book is available through LakesideCreates.com. It's a small Christian publisher. And I also have a website that just goes by the title of the book, Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity.com. They can also get a link to the book from that site as well. So, but the best site is LakesideCreates.com, and they can get a link there. Just click on Shop Books, and they'll find the book. It's available in both hardcover and softcover.
Okay, all right. Hang on, people. We'll be right back after this break with more from Dr. James. God, Islam, and Light of Christianity.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. FBI Director Christopher Wray says China poses a top counterintelligence threat to the United States.
It is a threat that's deep and diverse and wide and vexing, whether it's in terms of the kinds of actors that are used, the kinds of techniques are used, the kind of targets that are used.
During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Wray says the FBI is investigating more than 1,000 cases of U.S. intellectual property theft, and nearly all lead to China. President Trump, addressing the Turning Point USA crowd in Washington, D.C., says a border wall must be built.
We know that strong nations must have strong borders, and we're building a strong border against so much you have no idea.
Former London Mayor Boris Johnson is Britain's next prime minister, after being elected of the Conservative Party on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back to Turns of Liberty. Halftime here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. Appreciate your support. And for those who have joined us via radio, the terrestrial radio, not just on GCN, but the terrestrial radio, we appreciate you having us on your station, and those of you who are listening. And we have a special guest today, Dr. James Goss. He's talking about Islam, real Islam. We're not talking about something that the media makes up and politicians want to whitewash as moderate Islam. There is no such thing. I mean, listen to the president of Turkey. He says there is no such thing as a moderate Islam. There is only Islam. You are either following Muhammad and Allah, or you're not. And it's very similar in Christianity. There is no moderate Christianity. There is no liberal Christianity. You are either following Christ or you're not following Christ. It's one or the other. Now, can we get off the path a little bit? Yeah, that's why there's discipline. It's both positive and negative in the fact that we're disciplined when we're taught, and we're disciplined when we need correction, when we're straying. We need that. Matthew 18, that's what that's about. It's not about singing Kumbaya with your friends where two or three are gathered and Christ is in the midst. It's about church discipline. Read that passage. You're dealing with sinning brothers, and you're trying to correct them, to get them to repent. So when we left off, Dr. Goss, we were talking about how you're viewing things and how we're dealing with it. Islam today within the United States. And Let's just go to that. You know, during the time of the usurper, that's what I call him, Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, the guy who was not eligible to be in the president in the White House, this guy had his lineage was from Islam, okay? And he very much promoted that above anything he said about being a Christian, which we know he wasn't a Christian by his actions, by his words, by everything that the guy did. The question that I have is, have a lot of people gone to sleep under Donald Trump? As you said, they've said, we decimated ISIS. And I don't know why we want to use that term. We've decimated the Islamic State. That's what we should be calling them to identify their theology. And you said that's ended up spreading them about. Do you think that people have gone to sleep about Islam's influence here in America due to Donald Trump being in office?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's just because he's in office. It's been going on for some time. And unfortunately, many members of the church have been complicit in that because of the, like I said, the interfaith dialogue movement. And it all started, actually was instigated, the new wave of it, by the Muslim Brotherhood itself. And you're probably aware of the Common Word document that was sent out in October 2007 by 138 Muslims, a third of which were Muslim Brotherhood members, to the church or the Christian community worldwide, saying, you know, basically, let's come together and have a common word between us and you. And that terminology actually comes right out of the Quran, where in the Quran it says, say, O people of the scripture. Well, who is that? It's the Jews and Christians. Come to a common word between us and you that we shall worship none but God, or as they mean, Allah, and that we shall ascribe no partner to him, meaning no Jesus, and that none of us shall take others for lords beside God. So, interesting enough, a month later, a couple of hundred Christian leaders from around the world, but mostly in the United States, from Christian universities, seminaries, churches, and a lot of mainline churches, all turned on a letter and said, oh, yes, let's come together and let's worship the same God, and basically even used a phrase that comes right out of the Quran, saying, in the name of the All Merciful One, which is not a term described in the Bible, but it's a term that's used for Allah throughout the Quran. So right away they were duped, misled, either ignorance or complicit, however you want to look at it. That started the strong move in interfaith dialogue, which Muslims are allowed to come into the church and preach their gospel, but you don't dare go into the mosque and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor can you share Jesus with an individual Muslim.
Yeah, there is one guy that I dealt with years ago, and this guy actually, they were invited, believe it or not, they were actually inviting him into a mosque, which is virtually unheard of anywhere, but he was having that opportunity where they wanted him to come in and tell them what the Old and New Testament said about Jesus, which I found amazing. I mean, that's definitely a door that God has opened up for them, but that's virtually unheard of, so you're right about that. Now, one of the things that fascinates me, though, I'd like to get your input on this. I know the biblical answer for this, but you had a place in your book where you were asking, is Islam an Abrahamic religion? And I've had people say, well, there are three Abrahamic religions. There is the Judaism of today, there's Christianity, and there is Islam. And for me, I want to say, out of those three, there's only one that's really an Abrahamic religion. The others are man-made religions because both have, in essence, twisted what God's intention was and what he was teaching them throughout the Old Testament and the fulfillment of that, of his promises. What say you? Is Islam an Abrahamic religion?
Absolutely not. And I go to great length in my book describing why that is the case. Just a couple of quick vignettes. First of all, Isaac was the promised one, according to God, for Abraham. He was part of the covenant. Ishmael was a man that was born out of the covenant, outside the promise of God. In fact, in Genesis 22, God says three times, basically acknowledges three times that Isaac was Abraham's only son. He doesn't even acknowledge Ishmael as the son of Abraham whatsoever. And of course, in the New Testament, we see where Paul wrote that, you know, that Isaac is the promised seed of the covenant through Abraham. He does not mention Ishmael at all. So, you know, while Arab Muslims can claim to be descendants of Ishmael, that's fine and good because that says so in the Bible, but Muslims are certainly not descendants of Ishmael. 80% of Muslims in the world aren't Arabic. And so for them to claim as a religion that they're descendants of Abraham is completely false and cannot be proven by the Bible or any other source of information and historical fact.
Sure. And we're on the other side of where Christ has come, where he's performed his work as the prophets were told. And the thing that gets me is, you know, when people want to talk about their pedigree or their who they come from, you know, Jesus shot that stuff down. The apostles shot it down. Jesus told those who were actually from the loins of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he says, you're not, Abraham's not your father. Your father's the devil. Because if you were doing the works of your father, you wouldn't be coming to kill me, right? I mean, so we recognize those things. And I come from the theological perspective of covenant. So I can see people in a covenant, but but people in the covenant who are not elect. But that's neither here nor there for our reference. The book of Galatians shoots down a lot of that, doesn't it? I mean, if you have the faith of Abraham, you are sons of Abraham, right?
Right. Well, and the other thing is, too, it was essential for Muhammad, and of course the devil working through him, to cut off that lineage of Christ through Isaac and Jacob. So that's why Ishmael was chosen to be the, quote, chosen son of Abraham in Islam to delineate or to divert the lineage of Christ away from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And so if the devil could do that, then it takes away the importance of Christ and his lineage.
Right. And the only place we have really that lineage spoken of is right there in the New Testament, and specifically in the book of Matthew and the other gospel that lays out, you know, the lineage of Christ. But once Christ comes, the whole lineage kind of goes out the window. I mean, Paul writes to us. He says there's no Jew or Gentile there in Galatians 3. He says, because the one are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There's not Jew, there's not Greek, slave or free, male or female. He's not saying that those distinctions don't go away with whatever your pedigree is. But when you come into Christ, now you're made one new man, Ephesians 2, and there's not this wall of division of those things. So when we deal with something like Islam, how is that impacting them? What are we confront? We're confronting them at the core of their belief system, right?
Well, that's what we should be doing. Yes, you know, we first need to start at the beginning, which is the promised son of Abraham, to show them that the promised son of Abraham was Isaac and not Ishmael. And what that result would be, you know, if they followed the lineage of Isaac compared to that of Ishmael, what did Ishmael bring to the world? Nothing. Ishmael brought nothing. If we look at him as the lineage of Islam, he brought nothing but terror and godlessness and basically pillaging throughout the world. Whereas Jesus obviously brought peace and love and redemption and a personal relationship with God the Father through him.
Right. We've got about 10 seconds here. Dr. Goss, can you tell people where they can find more about you?
Sure. Again, the name of the book is Understanding Islam and the Light of Christianity. The book is available through lakesidecreates.com. And I also have a website with more information on it, just called by the title of the book, Understanding Islam and the Light of Christianity.com.
All right, we'll be right back with more of Dr. James Goss after these messages. Stay with us, SunsOfLibertyRadio.com, SunsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here with Dr. James Goss. We ran up against a break there, so we had him give out his information where you can get his book, where you can check out more stuff about him. And I got to tell you, Dr. Goss, I'm thrilled because I was hoping this wouldn't be something that's, you know, just we're going to give academia, because that's a part of it. I mean, we need to know the history, but there's a real push there to say we're doing this wrong and we could do it right if we would just follow King Jesus here and we would do what Jesus says that we should do. And that is, really what the Great Commission is. And that is to disciple the nations, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them all things that Christ commanded. And if we would just do that, if we would say, no, let's not get religious, let's not get spiritual here. We can deal with this with bombs and guns, and we can send our sons and daughters, you know, over on a foreign soil instead of having these people here. We can go over there and we can fight all these people, but let's just leave that gospel and Jesus talk kind of out of it. We'll kind of, you know, sing some God Bless America and stuff like that, but we really don't want to engage in things that our forefathers knew was the route to peace. We don't want to do that. Now, do you want to speak to why that might be?
Well, I mean, the frustrating thing for me is that, you know, just about every denomination of Christianity has an outreach to Muslims abroad or training missionaries to go into Muslim countries or Muslim bordering countries But, you know, they go there, they can't share the gospel, they can't even carry a Bible in many cases, they can't have prayer groups, they can't have Bible study groups, and yet God is sending Muslims to America by the millions, basically, and what are we doing? We're doing nothing to train up people to reach Muslims in our own country. Instead, we have this interfaith movement and other movements very similar to interfaith that are reaching out because we say we have to love our neighbor, we have got Jesus commanded us to love our neighbor as ourselves, but they forget and completely ignore Jesus' first commandment, which is to love God. And, you know, we can't be loving God if we're afraid to preach his word to those who are lost. I mean, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I mean, if we as Christians truly believe that, why are we afraid to share that with Muslims? I mean, they're lost, and they're the ones that are going to hell. We need to bring them forward to the truth of the gospel, just like we would do with anybody else, our neighbor down the street, our coworker, or whoever it may be.
Well, I mean, isn't that the issue? When we fail to do that, isn't it an issue of a lack of love rather than a love either for God or for them?
Oh, absolutely. We're avoiding the main love, which is the love of the lost soul. And, yes, I agree. I mean, we're to be good neighbors with anybody, and God calls us to be compassionate and loving and caring for those in need. But you know what? If a person's in need of salvation, isn't that the greater need to be concerned about? Isn't that the greater need to bring to a forth, to redemption, to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ so they can spend eternity with him?
Well, yeah, and it's not just an eternity with him so that they can, you know, as the Westminster Catechism, as we teach our kids, so that they may learn to love God and enjoy him forever. It's the issue of loving God. We want them to love God and to glorify him and, you know, not just somewhere out, you know, where we look out into the future where we're in eternity, but even now because, you know, as I remind people, Christ is king now. He's not waiting to be seen, mm-hmm. You know, king on a postage stamp piece of land somewhere in the Middle East, somewhere in our future. He is king. He's been ruling and reigning. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Read the passage in Revelation 3 where God has already given him the rod of iron. He is ruling the nations now, and he's going to give that to those who overcome, you know, through him. So it's not an issue of that, but it's an issue of, I guess in our culture, when we have articles out about Islam or Muslims or whatever they're doing, some outlets want to use it as a fear tactic that you need to stay away from these people. You want this, that, and the other. I do. My intention, if people don't get it, let me make it clear. My intention in putting that information out is not so you're fearful of people. The Bible tells us not to fear. It's so you know who you're dealing with and you go deal with them on account of how God has instructed us. Because the fact of the matter is, Christ has made us overcomers, right? And as he's made us overcomers, right, as he's made us overcomers, we want other people to be overcomers through him. We want him to do the same thing for them that he did for us because they're made in the image of God. They're sinners and need redemption. And so it's not an issue of trying to scare people. It's trying to just let them know, look, these are works of darkness. We're called to expose those things. Now take what you've learned and take it to these people so that they can be saved. If you don't take it to them, how are you expecting them to change? Paul says, how can they believe without a preacher, right?
Exactly, and that's the purpose of my whole book is to bring that education forth, not only to give people a solid foundation on which to stand, not only for our own faith biblically, but also to understand what individual Muslims are dealing with, because there are people in bondage. I mean, deep spiritual bondage. Majority of Muslims don't even know what's in the Quran. They only know bits and pieces that they're fed by their local imams or scholars. But, you know, most of the Muslims don't read Arabic, and therefore they don't know what's in the Quran. Every Muslim that I've talked to that's come out of Islam and has accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, or that I've read their testimonies, every one of them will tell you that Islam is an ideology straight out of the pits of hell, and that it's totally a mission of deception and misleading people into a false religion.
It absolutely is, and I've talked to several who are like that as well. And, you know, sadly, the Christian church in America, the same could be said about them. Many Christians who call themselves, people who call themselves Christians, grew up in a Christian household, but they don't embrace the faith. They don't hold it to, for their own. They don't know what the scripture says. And I think they're the ones who end up buying into this stuff you're talking about this interfaith talk and all this kind of stuff. It's not an issue of, you know, we're confident in the Lord Jesus and his word that he has the power to raise dead sinners to life, to make them new creations in Christ. That's not a reality for them. That's not a reality for them.
Well,
so the Muslims are in the same place as the people
well
who claim they're Christian.
Yeah, it's amazing how many well-known Christian leaders have fallen into that trap of not standing firm on the gospel and what they know to be the truth, and basically leaking their message because they are afraid to share the message of the gospel with Muslims. And they all have come to believe that two things, two main things, and that is Allah is the same as Jehovah God, and that Islam is an Abrahamic faith. Those two deceptions are misleading many members of the church and our Christian seminaries down the wrong path.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, look, I'm not wanting to get off the subject, but I think the same thing happens with modern-day Jews, too. It's the same thing. It's thinking everybody's just worshiping the same God, and they're not. I think Romans 1's pretty clear, isn't it? That people, they don't want to honor God as God, and so God gives them up to certain things, whether it is specifically that passage talks about homosexuality, but it goes on to list all these other sins. God just gives them over to that and says, okay, you don't want to honor me as God? Well, then, you know, it's basically what we read about in 1 Corinthians, where the church is called to kick people out, to let Satan pretty much destroy their flesh, so that their soul might be. They might turn to the living God through the use of some kind of chastisement on them, you know, if God would see fit to show them mercy. So I get that. We've got a little over a minute here. What is the most profound thing that you wrote about in your book? You got about a minute here. Just throw that out there.
Oh, boy. that's tough. I would say probably the last chapter, which is a clarion call to the church or the body of Christ. Now that we know what Islam is all about and what Muslims are dealing with, how do we approach the Islamic community, particularly in America or the West? What is the way that God would have us reach out to them to bring them to the truth of the gospel? So the last chapter gives a lot of different ideas, some thoughts based on resources from Muslims who are converted to Christianity or ministries that are dealing with Muslims. How do we approach this difficult situation and challenge in America and bring people out of bondage into the truth and light of Christ?
Yeah, I know. I think there's wisdom there listening to converts from Islam to Christianity. I really do think that because they were in the mindset. Now they've been brought into light. That's a good advice. Dr. Goss, we've got about 10 seconds here before the music comes up for the break. Tell people real quickly where they can find more out about you.
Okay, and the book is available through lakesidecreates.com. Click on Shop Book. And my website has a blog and Facebook listings. It's Understanding Islam and the Light of Christianity.com.
All right, that's Dr. James Goss, Islam and the Light of Christianity. 23 hours, Bradley, be back with you. Thank you, Dr. Goss. See you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.